Hallelujah, hallelujah. Siporinji, my father. Kiki, the devil. Yeah? Kiki, what?
You kick the what?
Away.
Siporinji, my father.
Kiki,
what?
Simula,
the devil away.
The song begins in English.
Oluimba lutandikira mu luzungu.
Siporinji, my father.
Baba the heavens.
Kiki, the devil away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yibazibwe nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus, my brethren.
Nkulikeyo mu holiday.
Welcome back from the holiday.
Ebadde etya?
How has it been?
Ndabye ababaddeyo nga tutendereza tusinza.
I've seen those there praising and worshiping.
Nababaddeyo nga bazanya.
Even those who've been there playing.
And microphone yekutuseekeyo n'otulaga kyobaddeyo.
Microphone has reached and you showed us what you've been doing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we do not have much time.
We want to see the secret behind the year 2024. The secret behind the year 2024 is the secret behind the 24 elders in the heavens.
Hallelujah.
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 The secret behind the year 2024 is the secret behind the 24 elders in the heavens.
Yes. What can be that secret?
Amen.
The secret behind their 2024. It is the secret behind the 24 elders in heaven.
Yes,
is the reason why
the year 2024 is the only chance and opportunity given to Uganda
to
stand fulfilling God's worldwide call. Yes.
The secret behind their 2024
is
the secret behind the 24 elders in heaven.
Is
the reason why they are 2024. It's
an opportunity.
The only chance and the opportunity given the nation Uganda to fulfill the worldwide call. Yes. The 24 elders.
The 24 elders in the heavens.
Abakadde abiri mwabana mugulu.
The first class prophets and apostles.
Beba nabi abichikecha wagulu nabatume.
To whom God first reveals all his secrets. Before unto all the creations.
Hey. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The 24
elders in heavens
is
the first class of the prophets and the apostles. Whom God first reveals to all the secrets before he reveals them to all other creations. And
Seyar
begins with the greatest worship surrounding the throne of God as you see the 24 elders do it. And then God reveals all secrets of the kingdom of God, righteousness, and the mysteries of the entire heavens, the mysteries of this earth, and all the treasure in darkness, treasures hidden to profit children of God in the entire world. That's why we have to do the high level of praising and worshiping the greatest. That God may reveal the secrets of the kingdom of God, the righteousness, and the mysteries of the entire heavens, and the mysteries of the entire earth, and all the treasures hidden to profit his children both on this world. That's why I called it the year of chance and opportunities.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Someone is saying, I have not written. The secret behind their 2024. It's the secret behind the 24 elders in heaven. The first class of the prophets and apostles. The highest first class of the prophets and apostles. Whom God first reveals to his secrets. Before he revealed them to all other creations. And upon them begins all the praising and all the worship as they take off all their honors. And this year has been given us before God to be the chance unto us, to be the opportunity to take off all the honors. We praise God as the 24 elders. That we worship. That we do all possible to please him. For his joy is our strength. And it is to reveal to us all the secrets.
He's
to give us amazing chances in life. He's going to give us opportunities.
He's
to give us amazing favors.
He's
open up doors of goodness.
We've
never been under the sun. Mostly unto his children.
Who
cry unto him and seek him day and night. And they want his manifestation. It's a year of wonders. It takes a long time that year comes back. It will come back in 2124. That's when it will come after 100 years have passed. It rarely happens on this world.
It's
key in the midst of the world, but it rarely happens to be there.
Yet it's
of the high level. It's a year of high level. Anytime you hear a 24, whether it's your physical years, you make 24 years. There are years filled of chance and opportunities, field of favor, field of all riches. The
all
ways open up.
Anytime
you enter 24 years in your years in your life, it happens. And when you lose to know that, you can appear a failure all your life.
Look
into your years ever since you made 24 years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The world in them, they feel it.
That
indeed, this year there is a secret behind it. But them two cannot explain where they end. But we thank God, the Lord Almighty, who has put us on the first class of those elders. The first class of the prophets and apostles. Of the 24 elders.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
Going to tell you and preach to you very well in the Holy Scriptures. Prove that you praise so much. That you worship so much. You do all possible. That possible. To offer all the sacrifice. To give their offerings of your lives. Praise and the worship. The fruits of the hands, all the worship and the praising unto the Lord, all the exalting of God with your hands, the fruits of your legs, and you jump. Fruits of dancing or type of dances, those godly dance, playing before the Lord. You prove that you praise and that you worship God, because they are the 24 elders. That's what makes them be near the throne of God. When that year came unto us, we
are
told to lose all the praise and all the worship.
Anointing
of praise and worship to be rained upon the world. The Holy Spirit to come down, turn people, to new creations, those God ones. It's going to be a wonder. It's going to be of a high level. Those who began it today, you've seen it. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? You've not gained yet experience. Wait, you've gotten it, you'll tell me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This year, remember that God told us of this year,
Uganda's last chance.
Chance ya Uganda December yo.
The year
2024.
Uganda is simbulembutongole.
Uganda to move officially
to fulfill
God's worldwide call.
Africa, Uganda.
Based in Africa, Uganda.
Uganda nga yimusa. Bendera.
Uganda and is lifting the banner of truth of the word of God, righteousness and holiness. Righteousness and what? And holiness. And to blow in the trumpet of the everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel of the kingdom of God in righteousness. As we call all nations, return unto the Lord. They return to the Lord from gods who didn't create heavens and earth. It's a special year. That's the secret we've spoken of behind their 2024. The secret behind the 24 elders in heaven. The first class prophets and apostles. Whom God first reveals to his secrets. Before he revealed them to all other creations. Anytime it comes, everything hidden, whether of righteousness, whether of wickedness, all he reveals each of them. He reveals those of righteousness to profit those who are holy. He reveals the hidden things of evil. And to more profit the righteous. And to shame and also destroy the wicked. He reveals different favors. He reveals treasures hidden to profit his children in the midst of the world. It's a special year. It's behind these 24 elders. Yes. Behind the 24 elders. In Revelation, this chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, he says this. Revelation chapter 4 from verse 3.
Na ye yali atudde yali afanana ng'ejjinja ya sepi n'erya sadiyo okulabika. Era nga waliwo ne musoke okwetooloola entebe yali efaanana okwetoloola entebe yali efaanana nga nawandagala okulabika.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a carnelian stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in appearance like unto an emerald.
Entebe y'obwakabaka yali yeetooloddwa entebe ez'obwakabaka 24. Ne ku ntebe kwaliko abakadde 24 nga batudde nga bambadde engoye enjeru, ne ku mitwe gyabwe engule eza zaabu.
And round about the throne were 24 thrones. And upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white clothing, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Yes.
Kunamunondo ya Katonda.
Right on the throne of God.
Katonda chigambo.
God the Word.
Wetumanyinga Katonda umwana Yesu Kristo.
One because God the Son Jesus Christ.
Wali muguru eliyokusa.
Right in the third heaven.
Wakolise chokubiri 12.
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Yorishoka pakuru okuna.
Verses 1 to 4.
Oruchiko.
The meeting.
Olwa Katonda chitafwe ruatu.
Of God the Father when it starts.
Umwana no moyo mutukufu.
In the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Okuwa Uganda mwaka 2029.
To give Uganda year 2024.
Ga chance.
As the last chance.
Chance is simba yo.
The last chance.
Era no opportunities.
And opportunities.
Zijira ko nyinji nyo.
Many of them coming.
Okulabika nga tutukiriza okutiba kwa Katonda lya mawanga gonna.
That we fulfill God's worldwide call.
Kusinzira mu Africa Uganda.
Based in Africa Uganda.
Era ngo mwaka guno.
And this year.
Gwe guli emabega waba abali betolodde na mulonde eno mu lukiiko.
It's behind those we are surrounding this throne within that meeting.
Bano bosoma mu kubikulira esula eno yokuna.
These read of in this Revelations 4.
Olwokusatu
n'olwokuna. And 4.
Nti wali wetoloddewo.
That there was surrounding the 24 elders.
It's
so hard to convene a meeting there and they remain there. But if they were present, what I want to tell you, they
were
made so special for their sake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Era
and that is why you see that it's the only year they have given us.
Uganda okuimira kulwa mawanga.
Uganda to stand for the nations.
Eranga.
And that.
Mwako ogwereddwe siyona.
They are given the entire world.
Okuchuko okudeli Katonda.
To turn unto the Lord.
Okubenta andikuwa.
To be the beginning.
Yokuchuko okudeli Katonda.
Of the turning unto the Lord.
Okweyambula ebitibwa byonna.
Take off all the honors. As the 24 elders do, that we begin to praise and to worship God like never before. That's why he told us that the way he's going to send his Holy Spirit to turn us into glorious creations.
If we
pass through praising
no kusinza,
and worshipping
nebivuga awamu nesale zobu nabi,
instruments together with prophetic prayers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Umoyo wa atufure bitonde bibia.
That the Spirit turn us into new creations.
Nga message bwe yali kuasa tomorrow mode December.
The message was said the 1st December.
Mwaka guri 2023.
The after year 2023.
Ejama cho mwaka 2023.
The secret of the year 2024. The secret behind the 24 elders. Those surrounding the throne of gold. And they have crowns of gold. And that their year when it reaches. Immediately begin to praise in a special way.
And
this worship in the special way. And anointing come right from heaven. Of praising God. And worship which has never been. It arises every period when those years come back. But many times we fail to keep that secret.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kuruno tusubira okuma ekyamecho.
This time expect to keep that secret.
Kubanga kitubikulidwa.
Because it's been revealed to us.
Umanyibwa ayogera mu kyamateeka.
You know when he speaks in Deuteronomy.
Agamante bibikulidwa.
He said the things revealed.
Ibera byaffe.
They are ours.
N'abaana baffe.
And our children.
Kubikoranga.
To doing them.
Katusome tubulire ekyamateeka 29:29.
Read we hear Deuteronomy 29:29.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri esula ya 29 n'olunyiriri olwa 29.
Deuteronomy chapter 29 ebyekyama
biba bya Mukama Katonda waffe naye ebibikkulibwa biba byaffe era by'abaana baffe emirembe gyonna tulyoke tukolenga ebigambo byonna eby'omu mateeka gano.
The sacred things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Yes. The sacred things belong to the Lord our God. But those revealed, they are ours. Our children and our children's children, to doing them as the command of the Lord is forever and ever. They are ours whom they have been revealed to begin with, and our children. And they move on.
But
when they are revealed at times,
it
usually end on our generations. Children come next, they never know them. Even those coming, those are the three generations. And then we first rotate after 100 years have passed. Those are three generations in the midst there. For you begot a child, one who begotten takes, and the grandchild makes the 100th year. And then it comes back. All through this much distractions. And the praise ceases to be in the world. For when it returns, the 24th year. Yes. It's 24th year. And here we're going to wait it now. After 100 years. 2,124. Yes. But this is when it happens. Like that sometime back. You know. 1924. Still, we didn't know what was upon it passed us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But as he's told you, Deuteronomy 29:29, that the sacred things belong to the Lord.
Now,
if he is to reveal them,
as first class prophets,
he reveals them too. They are the 24 elders. They are the first class prophets and apostles. And that they are young when it comes. God is already to reveal every secret of everything. We have been getting them as knowledge of God, but this year they must begin flow in the entire world. This year,
this
television has to be there, and worldwide, and the radio. That the world begin to hear of secrets.
We've
been here. God entered us already in this year.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You
know, I have told you of a word. That these 24 elders, they are the first class prophets and the apostles. The secrets are first revealed. The apostles like me and you. Because the prophets, they are planted on the foundation of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. And the apostles, and they were on the 12 apostles. Yes. There are 12 disciples. 12. That's why they total up to 24. Now these 24 elders,
they are the first class prophets and apostles.
Out of them came the foundation of apostles prophets and apostles. That the prophets
that
on the foundation of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. Disciples 2 and 12. Total 24. Then wisdom has come.
But first class prophets,
the first class prophets
and apostles
whom God first reveals to the secrets. That's why you see
then
Apostle John, before he knew the Lamb of God who overcame his first tears, to open the scroll, one of the elder came to tell
the Pianats,
we first class prophets and apostles, we know all this. I want you to understand this year 2024, sacred behind the 24 elders. Read me Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, verse
2.
Revelation chapter 5, verse
4. Kubanga tewalabika yasanira kwanjuruza kitabo. Newankubadde okukitunuulira.
And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the scroll, neither to look thereon. Verse
5. Laba. Empologoma w'omukika kya Yuda, ekikolo kya Dawudi, yawangula okwanjuluza ekitabo n'obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to lose the seven seals thereof. Yes. Before apostles knew, before the apostles know,
these
are one begotten all other gifts which minister. Yes. Prophets and apostles.
It's
a foundation upon which we planted. But before they know, now imagine, above the heavens there is the Father, above all the heavens, in the third heavens there is God the Word. Out come the Holy Spirit, spreads everywhere. In the above the heavens is there, and the heavens are
earth.
Those are ones which hold secrets. Before they speak them to all the other creatures, they first tell them the 24 elders. Apostles as the submost in one word to open. The apostle is crying, we are finished. The elder come, one of the 24 elders. Don't weep, we know that. We, no one who is worthy to open, scroll and take off its seals. Now I tell you like this. Anytime 24,
number 24, we come
the number 24 comes back in the world, mostly coming through years. There is something secret it brings. Secret is behind the 24 elders, those in heaven.
The
prophets and apostles of the first class. That before all creatures are revealed the secret of God, mysteries of the kingdom of God, secrets of the righteousness of God, secrets of the kingdom of heaven, secrets of this world, secrets of all the treasures, favors and all
opportunities,
churches, opportunities, the blessings, things of honor. Anytime this year comes, they are revealed to those ready.
kakati gwe ngo kyawakanya kino.
Ask you against this.
We genda obuze ebikwatagana ne number 24.
Ask concern the number 2024.
Ojagenda ku guguyoji.
The number 24. Search it on Google.
Najja kubulira ebijikwata.
They will tell you what concerns them that number.
Nina abajogera bote mamanyi lwachi.
But those who speak it, they don't know why. The number 24. Yes. They join it up, they come out, they tell you many things about it. But then to say, though we tell you this, but we don't know why it is like that. And you is above 24 years. You know from when you met 24 years. Opportunities and chances you got. And the way you move, play with them. And the ones who've used them well. But it's good though you move beyond that. It comes back as it's meant to be, right from the Lord. Now today this time don't miss to use it. This one profits only those in 24 years or those who enter them. Now these 24 elders,
but first class prophets and apostles,
first class prophets and apostles, whom all secrets are first revealed, and they are here when it reaches in this world. God is ready to reveal all the secrets. Secrets of the kingdom of God. Secrets of righteousness. Secrets of heaven. People get visions. They get dreams. They get the trust. They are anointed to read the Bible. They are revealed secrets. Build treasures hidden.
Zabu,
gold,
silver.
All the precious stones.
Riches
in the world. Things happen in the year. Time this year appears. Mostly to the children of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Revelation chapter 7, the apostle told the elder, the things you ask me, I don't know them, but what I'm sure of, you know them. Those are ones they call the 24 elders. They know.
First
revealed to them, even those which prophets and apostles never know. The secrets read them before the four living creatures know them. They are in the second heaven. Secrets are revealed to them before the cherubim know them. Even though you know, cherubim no secrets are hidden from them. Ezekiel 28.
We
speak of the cherub who fell. No secret was hidden from him. But never be revealed first on him. Yes. Before angels know. Before all the stars know. Now today, things of heavens and the Bible, they all know them. But they are treasures hidden and favors given to children of men, and the angels have not yet known them by now. What kind of favor God is giving to mankind now?
Angels
are going to just be sent, God do the things.
He
said, Lord, no.
According to
how I knew this person, that's been the chance to them.
And opportunity. Just upon
opportunity fall on all. Go give that one. Go provide for them. Go heal HIV for the
only.
Heal them cancer. Heal them. Heal poverty. Sorrow. Even ignorance. Imagine it was revealed to you and you are already prepared for it. Prepared to meet the Lord your God.
In
those prepared, we get and profit much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to be revealed this year. And you prove you stand in all power.
You
prove that chances do not pass by you.
Then
opportunities don't pass by you. All favors on your side. Victory. And it's on your side.
In
the spiritual or physical world. And unto full knowledge.
Those
are heading the worldwide call that's on the nation of Uganda.
Chances are still coming more and more
and
more. Chances
and opportunities they yongera kujja na kujja favors.
More grace. More
echisa
cheyongera. More power.
Mafuta ogee yongera man.
More angels are coming to serve us.
Banji ba malaika ba yongera kujjo tuweza.
And we are going to praise the Lord more.
Amos chapter 4 verse 12. Therefore thus will I do unto you, O Israel. Because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Yes.
There
are things he wants to do. Now, how more when you prepare yourself? Yes. I love being in the full knowledge of God International Ministries. You know why? No. God
first class prophets and apostles.
First class prophets and apostles. To near the 12 elders. Speaks to me what is not yet spoken to the world. And I prepare for them coming. And all the time I'm like that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I
prepare myself, they meet me in a good state. Even those of last year, they had told them to. That's where I'm in the full knowledge. As they happened, I was steady first.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prepare yourself now.
Understood
what he is going to do. They feel it in them. I feel like God is doing something.
Calling
me draw unto his throne. I feel him calling me to praise and worship. I feel
him telling
me something he wants to do. I've not understood it.
I don't know that.
How more me who has understood it?
Me,
whom is drawn close, he tells me, let me pass you through these heavens and to the earth, pass other 9 planets, the moon, the stars, the sun, pass them, pass through the heavens, you see far from the earth, pass through the first great heaven, pass the second heaven, pass the paradise. If you can very well analyze things of this year, begin in amazing things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 14. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, who are these who are arrayed in white robes, and from where did they come? Verse 14.
Nemugamba anti mukama wange gwomanyi. Nangamba anti bano bebava mukubona abona kuri okunji. Nebayoze byambalo byabwe nebabitukuza mu musayi gw'omwana gw'endiga.
And I said unto him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are they who come out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Yes.
These
are red in the white robes. He asks the apostle.
They
are those we call the first class of prophets and apostles. They are called the 24 elders. They know these secrets.
In
their year when it comes in this world, God reveals the secrets.
Asked
them where they come from, apostle says, I don't know, but sir, you know. He told him,
now,
Katiolisa, teach. Tell me where they have come from. There is a year which comes and eats.
It
is special. In which speciality?
I have
told you that God reveals the secrets of the kingdom of God, the righteousness, secrets of heavens, it reveals to the world. And there appear dreams and visions. God reveals secrets of this earth.
That
the world has taken long 100 years
of knowledge.
Whether of goodness or evil, he will do them. He reveals favors. He reveals chances. He reveals opportunities. Riches we've been passing by. There are fields with all gold. And you've been digging on the top. You're going to dream, understand. You know what I speak about? The world is going to be loose to
seconds.
I prove there is God. The way he's used loosing materials to set up the television of the worldwide call.
He
gave us victory last year. As he had told us of. As we finish in the 2022, in December, on the
31st,
told us things to happen in the 2023. But the devils have raised the much evil powers of darkness to fight the kingdom of heavens. Those preach gospel of the kingdom of heavens.
Told
us the betrayals which were to happen. Up to 2028. Insecurity is in the whole world, mostly in Uganda. Changes in the economic sector. The healthy. The politics. The education. In the church. In the social relations.
Games,
music and sports. He told us those. But he said, though it's like that. Your full knowledge.
All
their God in the whole world is where they have victory. But brethren, we struggled with that year. Have you seen how changes me too? They took me.
Whoa.
My God. Me too, I was taken by the changes. I remained with the backbone. On the ribs we are lost. As we are there, and we've gotten 4,000 to start the television at least. Right from our elder Mary. Right, there we entered victory and it's on our sides. Victory is back in the fire. The consuming fire that Satan cannot touch. How about we add the God given chance
and the opportunity
and the opportunities
favor.
And the favors.
Nkugambi,
I tell you,
What
happens there is something which is a surprise.
Amos
3:7. God does nothing before he reveals it to his prophets. But prophets, before they know, there are first class prophets. The 24 elders. And their year when it reaches, they may even wonder. The old prophets are past them. And they go reveal to teachers, evangelists, the pastors. Deliver apostles. If you are not prepared, up to the meet one prepared. If
the
one who gives the gift of help, even one who gives provisions, even the musician.
They
move from higher levels.
First
class prophets, when their year reaches, they take off all the honors and they worship and they praise. And they reach every person worshiping and praising God. It's a special year.
Amos 3:7.
Amos 3:7.
Mazima Mukama Katonda taliko kyalikola wabulanga abikulidde abaddu be bannabbi ekyama kye.
Surely the Lord God will do nothing unless he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Yes. Prophets. God will do nothing except he reveals to his prophets. But I've told you, there are
first class
prophets. 24 elders, the first class prophets. All secrets, they are first told to them. Before they talk prophets and apostles on this world. Imagine there are 24 elders. Speak to the four living creatures. Tell them to sons of the mountain, the cherubim. Tell them to angels. Reveal to apostles. And they send them his angel. Apostle John said, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ that God the Father gave him, he revealed to his servant John when he sent to him his angel. But all these, they have moved from there. Anointing can flow directly from heaven, revealing the secrets, which teaches, which loses, unto all goes ready. It's a year.
The year of no boundaries.
The year of no boundaries. The good in Akomo. The year has not closed the doors unto those who love God. They are so open. I don't know, how do you think of it? And when it comes and you never enter in the kingdom of God, you will struggle so much to enter within the other. Remember, the other has been fighting the kingdom of it. This is to open up that they enter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we move the gospel officially. God will do nothing unless he's told his prophets. You know, even apostles, they were revealed to the end as if they would not die. But as they had revealed it to them when the elders already knew it, and there
are
when it comes, may not come to me to know the secrets. They lose the anointing. That teaches you prepare for yourself for it. Somebody said, there I will not come, then I will go prepare myself elsewhere. You two don't know which level I am on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Still have to first know some secrets no matter what you will do. Yes.
And
though you would have been revealed, but still I will be knowing. And I would have first known them as me. Me, there is a level I am on.
You
have come and I sharpened you more in that which was revealed to you.
Amen.
Someone was
saying, I'm not going to go there anymore. Anointing is around me to meet me. Tell me. Tell me who's prepared you into that.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Abakolise kisoka isuli yokuna norunyiriri olomwenda.
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9.
Kubanga ndowooza nga Katonda ffe abatume yatwolesa enkomerero ng'abataleme kufa. Kubanga twafuuka ekyerolererwa eri ensi ne bamalayika n'abantu.
For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, unto angels, and to men. Yes. They are revealed to the end as if they will not die. Yes. They are revealed to the last things. But before they are revealed to them, I told you there are those above them.
The first class prophets and apostles.
The first class prophets and apostles. The 24 elders. In them is the secret of the year 2024.
The number 24.
The number 24. Anytime you read in Ephesians 2, verse 20, we are planted on the foundation of apostles and prophets. And that foundation is the Christ. Those who first came from him are the 24 elders. That too is a secret there. We are planted on the foundation of apostles and the prophets.
And
that foundation is the Christ Jesus. Those who first came from him are the 24 elders. We all creations in the heavens and earth, then we sprout from them.
Now,
prophets are there to be revealed these secrets and the end of them.
First class prophets.
But they are first told the first class prophets
and the apostles.
The apostles. The 24 elders. But when their year reaches and come, revelation of the secrets of God come unto all. For in those days, apostles and the prophets, their ears have been closed. And they have proud and arrogance.
They
come raising others in them and anoint them with new secrets. They pass all these prophets. And they
come
raise men and women.
Those
feel the secrets of God. They give them all favors. They give them all opportunities. They anoint them with all anointing.
Tell
you understand what I speak of. You would have prepared yourself more. And you would have yearned much.
This year will not be
who has been the great prophet. He will call the young. The elders will reach say, you, how did God bypass me and reveal to you? That's here. Ever been there in the olden eras? In the young prophets came with the secrets and not the old. The men and the women who have anointing healing which cannot that which raise the legs. Anointing teaching that which reveals secrets.
Prepare
yourself wherever you want God to ask something you want to do. Something I mean in your life, lady gentleman.
Ah.
First prophets and apostles, when they are riches, most time it comes, when prophets and apostles, the foundation we have planted, they are proud, they cannot be revealed, they can no more know what is moving on. Now they open doors to reach every person on any level, and they raise a generation.
These
prophets, we wonder, Lord, how did he pass us?
Is
in the other church, this young girl, what? Let me enjoy the gospel. Something you understand. First read Ephesians, we see the other prophets. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
Kubanga mwazimbibwa ku musingi be batume ne bannabbi. Kristo Yesu yennyini bwali ejjinjedde n'ery'okunsonda.
And built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Yes.
Musingi gwa batume ne
the foundation of apostles and the prophets.
Kristo Yesu ejjinje kulu lyaki?
Christ Jesus the chief cornerstone. Out of him first came the 24 elders. These, they are young when it comes.
So
the foundations we planted, the apostles and the prophets. The chief who are there, they are found. They have closed their ears. They have sealed them.
In
the words of the book, they no more understand them. First class prophets and apostles open all the doors and they reach people to levels from the least, and they raise men and women, giants. And the Holy Spirit, he turns them to honor people. He turns them to new creations. The ministry of praise and the worship. These old prophets as they arise. What is God pass us? Yet
he
went to the first class prophets. Choose them, open up all doors. Open them, go raise up all the people on the least levels. They give them amazing favors. And they speak where not a belief and they will be accepted.
You have not been accepted
as you preach.
There's
going to be acceptance which amazes in your life.
You're
not accepted in the
world.
You delphins
time.
There is.
God
as the eye brings in the world,
meets
people on all levels, the least and the high, unto all humbled. Those who take us in those days, they have already gotten
realms.
And their president's going to be risen, and you don't know of them. You've never thought of them.
And
never thought him be a president. If it begins in Uganda, don't be surprised. You don't expect it.
And when you order
those who have been contesting is not a monk. I've told you what happens in this year. You raise those you least expect. Go on a level humble before the Lord. As 24 elders do it. That's why they have a message he told you. There are people you are sent in this nation.
There
will not be those who know so much.
There
will not be those who get the prophecy.
Or
this nation with the worldwide call. No. People, and you don't expect them.
Yet,
there are no one who knows the truth to be done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nabiono mukadde omanyi?
You know.
Pozi. Alimba.
First Kings chapter 13.
Omanyi gwengeri je bayita ku nabbi omukadde.
You know the way they passed the old prophets?
Gwe mwaka gwe.
That is this year.
Waliwo first class prophets abatula mu guru.
They are first class prophets who sit in heaven.
And apostles.
And the apostles.
Bakada bino bana kasaba bateka mu service.
If they put them in service.
Bagenda ne barondoli.
They go choose those people far. What is going to happen? Brethren, the old prophets and apostles,
and
old politicians, old business people, old teachers, and you've messed up the education sector. The old doctors who corrupt the healthy sector. Those in the social sector.
Games,
music, and sports.
Brethren,
I prove to you that favor is going to move from your lives and rise to the people you
disrespect.
Chances have been given.
Opportunities
have been given. They have already been given. You're going to be surprised. You are going to be surprised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read in the Kings, we see.
Basekabaka ekisoka esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwe 11.
First Kings chapter 13 verse 11.
Awo waliwo nabbi omukadde eyabeeranga mu Beseri. Omu ku batabani be najja n'amubuulira ebikolwa byonna omusajja wa Katonda bye yali akoledde mu Beseri ku lunaku olwo. Ebigambo byagambye kabaka n'ebyo ti nabyo ne babibuulira kitaabwe.
Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the word which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. Verse 12.
Tabwe na gamba nti kubo chimu afurumide. Tabanibe ngabala bie kubo ya afurumide mkatonda. Yuda.
Unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen which way the man of God went, who came from Judah. Verse 14.
Nagamba batabanibe nti muntekera matandiko kundogoyi. Awone bamutekera matandiko kundogoyi. Najebagala.
And he said unto his sons, saddle me the donkey. So they saddled him the donkey, and he rode thereon. Verse 14.
Nagoberera omusajja wa Katonda namusanga nga atudde wansi w'omwera. Namugamba nti gwe omusajja wa Katonda yava mu Yuda. Nayogera nti nze nzuuyo.
And went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, are you the man of God that came from Judah? And he said, I am. Yes. This is the old prophet. Because there are his
all.
No more ears God. No more ears from the Lord. Even his secrets don't come his way. But what they did, they put their children in
like
Uganda to spy the system in the churches. They have raised their children in the system. But I'm sure they're going to rise. Even among them, is going to rise up. Men and women, and they are very powerful, and they surpass their children. Setting up your sons. Don't you think you planted foundations? God is to bypass the children. He bypassed them. Ask Apostle John Mulinde. You prepare the son, God takes him away.
I told you prepare a
worldwide column to bring people. You don't know where I'm going to get them from. You begin to prepare your son. He took him. Go back, prepare what I told you. I told you. I've
said
there worldwide call. Those fulfill it, they are coming. He's on the sun preparing. He takes him away. He took him and they pray that he raise up, he never rose up. Have you seen that point? Sure. When you go back from verse 1, there are even kings who were there then. How did God pass me and he speaks with you? There is a year coming. And God passes all. Like this 2024. Secret of the 24 elders, those in heaven. The first class prophets and the apostles. When their year comes, they lose anointing past all peace. And they meet those prepared beneath their lowly people. Let's go from verse 1. We see. First Kings chapter 13 verse 1.
Aho laba ne wajja omusajja wa Katonda ng'ava mu Yuda olw'ekigambo kya Mukama najje Beseri. Awo Yerobowamu yali ng'ayimiridde awali ekyoto okwotereza obubaane.
And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Verse 2.
Awo nayogerera waggulu ku kyoto olw'ekigambo kya Mukama ng'agira nti, aye ekyoto, ekyoto. Bw'atyo bw'ayogera Mukama nti, laba, omwana alizaalirwa ennyumba ya Dawudi, erinnya lye Yosiya. Era ku ggwe kwaliweerayo bakabona n'ebifo ebigulumivu, abootereza obubaane ku ggwe. Era baliweerayo ku ggwe amagumba g'abantu.
And he cried against the altar by the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon you shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon you, and men's bones shall be burnt upon you. Verse 3.
Now akabonero kulunaku olwo ngayogera nti, kano ke kabonero Mukama kayogedde, laba, ekyoto kiryatika, nevu erikiriko liriyika.
And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be torn, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. Verse 4.
Awo olwatuuka, kabaka bwe yawulira ekigambo ky'omusajja wa Katonda kye yayogerera waggulu ku kyoto mu Beseri. Awo Yerobowamu n'agolola omukono gwe ng'asinziira awali ekyoto ng'ayogera nti, mumukwate. N'omukono gwe gwamugololedde ne gukala, n'okuyinza n'atayinza kuguzza nate.
And it came to pass when the king Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God who had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold of him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. Verse
5. The
altar also was torn, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. Verse 6.
Awo kabaka n'addamu n'agamba omusajja wa Katonda nti, weegayirire nno onsabire omukono gwange gumponyezebwe nate. Omusajja wa Katonda ne yeegayirira Mukama, omukono gwa kabaka ne gumuwonyezebwa nate, ne gufuuka nga bwe gwali olubereberye.
And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Entreat me now the face of the Lord your God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. Yes, the kings, we are on the altar. Priests are offering. Now there are those arising now. And the king say, you arrest that one. Now there are those arising.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When that year comes, whether in the politics, whether in the church, all prophets, whether in the economic sector, in the education, whether in the health, in the social sector,
games,
music, and sports, God choose people you least expect, He give them chance. Just as he gave nation Uganda chance to stand for all other nations.
The last chance.
It means he had given us all the time. Right from when the Bible spoke, and God spoke in the history, he sent us prophets and apostles from within Uganda and outside Uganda. And they speak of the worldwide call based in the nation Uganda. And at the end, we had the evangelist Ben Hinn
saying
that starting there 2022, we had to set out the worldwide call, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival, even revival and restoration of all things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
that year when it comes, that is
what happens,
just as we are in it now. We are in 2024. The secret of the number 24. The secret of the 24 elders. Those in heaven. First class prophets and apostles.
And who
are first revealed to the secrets of the kingdom of God. The righteousness. And secrets of the entire heavens. The secrets of this world. The secrets of all riches of this world. That we are to use in this life. In the service of God. And to move in understanding
Him.
Those treasures hidden. When you speak in the Matthew 13, verse 10 to 11,
you
have been given a blessing, all those mysteries. This year we were given it.
But
the whole world has been given right beginning this year. To know all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah,
there is going to be a media beginning, like I've told you. By all means, this is the year. The world begin here the secrets of the kingdom of God, the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
that anointing is going to be flowing, and it flowed and it began. People are thirsty to know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us read we hear.
Matayo sura ya 13 n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi.
Matthew chapter 13 verse 10.
Abayigirizwa ne bajja ne bamugamba nti kiki ekikugiza nabo mu ngero.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why do you speak unto them in parables? Verse 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti mwe muweredde okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama eby'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Before it has been upon us, as full knowledge of God in national ministries. But when this year came, even them is allowed them.
Chance,
the opportunity is given to them. We had been given already mysteries of the kingdom of God, the righteousness, mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but them have not been given. Now he gave them. I say this year, I've given the world to know those secrets.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in
those secrets, there are even riches the world has never known. We
too,
as church, we have not been revealed to use them.
Then,
to reveal them, and it began. Something I've understood. Now, when I begin that work of going to dig those riches we are to use, don't be surprised. Do not be surprised.
Well,
I'm going to pose you 2 more weeks. I first go. You come back on the what? After 2 weeks. 28. There are riches I have to go and dig up. Somebody say, let me escort you. Me too, they're going to tell me where they are. I have to go in this
week.
I have to see for them in this week.
This
2 weeks I have to look for them. I can't. Indeed. Let's read in Isaiah 45 verse 3. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 3.
Era ndikuwa obugagga obw'omukizikiza n'ebintu ebyakwekebwa ebiri mu bife by'ekyama. Oliokoma nye, ngandi mukama akuite linyalio, katonda wa Isirayiri.
And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, and I am the Lord God of Israel. Even those hidden in the riches and treasure, even in darkness. Yes.
4 days,
Weeks, 2 weeks, we're going to go in holiday.
But
praise and worship God there. Must ask him where these are found. Oh, fine.
Chances and opportunities.
Why not set off to sea?
Hallelujah.
We
first because them use this thing in the life in serving of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who
will say you to set off, you not remaining lacking behind. But the one going to lead us is himself, the Lord. Let's read from verse 1 that you hear very well. Isaiah chapter 45 from verse 1.
Kuro, gwe nkute ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo, okujeemula amawanga mu maaso ge, era ndisumulula ebiwato bya bakabaka, okuggulawo enzigi mu maaso ge, n'ezi wankaaki teziriggalwawo.
Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the armor of kings, to open before him the 2 levered gates, and the gates shall not be shut. He opened. Did he not say that? Speaks of the one he anointed. Before he spoke with him, Cyrus.
Cool.
Whom has he committed to nations?
Uganda.
Full knowledge of God international ministries. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Even other ministers. He's going to lead us. Nations to open for us. They're going to give us their riches. Have riches, they don't know where they are. We get to dig them up. Are we together? Somebody say, but
apostle,
usually you speak things not joking. And they happen like that. But this one, perhaps you are joking. I am not joking, I'm serious. When they happen, you will see them, but you will not eat of them. When they do what? I don't know how you will not eat, but you will not eat. You said what?
The siwakana. Njakulia.
This I speak, it's been opened up even to you. If you argue, it's you to fail by yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read me verse 2. We see.
Isaiah chapter 45 and verse
2.
Ndikukulembera nentereze ebife bitali bisende. Nimenyamenye enzigi ezebikomo. Nentemateme ebisiba ebyekyuma.
I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in the pieces the gates of bronze. And cut a thunder, the bars of iron. Yes. Every hindrance.
It's
been long, we are waiting. He is to open all doors. Doors of the gospel. Why say you have to lose the riches? All those hidden that we use them in this work.
Isaiah chapter
45,
verse 3.
And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of sacred places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, I'm the God of Israel. Verse 4.
Yakobo omuweereza wange kyenvudde nkuyita erinnya lyo. Nkutumye erinnya newankubadde nga tommanyanga.
For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. Yes. Even those who don't know him. I told you not only on this past life. Even those who don't know him. The chances are going to fall upon them. And they yearn for him in ignorance. He raised them up. Those going to turn into sons, as I told you. And they seem like the 24 elders in heaven. They know secrets of heaven. Like me and you, as we are. As
he's
going to move too good to us.
And
to all who yearn for gold all over the world.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 45,
verse
5. Nze mukama sote wali mulala tewali katonda wabulanze ndikusiba olukoba ne wankubadde nga tommanyanga.
I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I guarded you though you have not known me.
Olinyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Balyoke bamanye okuva ebuvanjuba n'okuva ebugwanjuba nga tewali wabulanze.
That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, And there is none else. Yes. There is no other God except Him. The Lord God the Father. His word. And that is God the word. One we know as God the Son.
Yes, Christ.
Jesus Christ. Even God the Holy Spirit. One we know Spirit of the Lord. His only power in the 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. It's what is to lead us. To give all that we need in this life in godliness,
in
moving to understand Him who called us in glory. Let's read that verse.
2
Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Peter chokubiri esule soka.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Kubanga obuyinza bw'obwa Katonda bwe watu wa byonna ebyobulamu n'okumuweereza n'okwongera okutegeera ddala oyo eyatuyita olw'ekitiibwa n'obulungi bwe ye.
According as His holy power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. Yes. His holy power, the Holy Spirit, who gets from that of the Father. What of the Father is of the Son, and He gives us. He is the one leading. But in all what I will charge to you, if you want that blessing, first class prophets and apostles, the 24 elders, for their 2024, be the first access secrets of the kingdom of God. Righteousness. Secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Secrets of this world. Secrets of all riches. Those hidden. Meant to use in this life. In godliness. Moving to no one called us in glory. We need to humble like the 24 elders. That we praise God.
Tumusize.
We worship Him.
Tusimbulo mwaka guno ogwa matendo
n'okutendereza Katonda. Praise and worship of God.
Kubeerewo kutuuka mukama waffe Yesu
Bwana. Happens till the coming back of our Lord Jesus.
Omanyi mu kubikulira sura ya kuna.
You know in Revelation chapter 4, verse 10.
Wadaba kadabi mwana bayine nguli.
Though the 24 elders have crowns.
Naye bajjake nguli.
But they take off those crowns.
Nibasinza.
And they worship.
Nibatendereza.
And they praise.
Era kati boche bali kama futa eno bwegakola.
Now that's what they are unto as the
anointed.
When the Holy Spirit pass through.
Ashinkana bonna bali mu matendo.
Now we meet all in the praise.
Bonna basinza.
All those worshiping.
Oba batambula ku makubo.
Whether moving on roads.
Oba bali manju.
Whether in the toilet.
Whether
they are buffing,
whether
they have been a taxi,
at least
they
mourn in them,
or they move outside to worship,
and
prove to you the Lord what is peace of His truthful.
Because
spearheading it is the 24 elders of heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter
4
verse 10. Revelation chapter 4 verse 10.
Abakadde 24 bali vunama mu maaso g'oyo atudde ku ntebe. Era balisinza oyo omulamu emirembe n'emirembe. Era balisuula engule zaabwe mu maaso g'entebe nga boogera nti.
The 24 elders fall down before Him that is sitting on the throne and worship Him that lives forever and ever. And cast their crowns before the throne, saying,
Verse 11.
You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. They bowed. And they worshipped. And they said, so now they took off their crowns. They cast the crowns before the throne. They are of gold, remember. But they didn't think of them be anything. And they laid before God. And they poured their hearts. And they say, you're worthy. What you have to do. Because you know of it well. Isaiah 43:21. We were created to declare the praise of God. But those who first do that is the 24 elders. To show the praise of the Lord. All the works will fail, whether of heaven or of the earth. But praising will never cease to be. Worshipping of God, it's the only way we can draw to the Lord. And many do not know the word worship, what it means. But when we read in Matthew 15, verse 7 to 9, those who draw with him and the words in their mouth, he does not like them. And their hearts are far from him. Even worship, they worship him in vain. And they keep human commands as those to be taught. Only where we can draw to the Lord, as the elders were near to him, to worship him.
See,
you are there like 24 elders.
We
are going to yearn. We pour our hearts before him.
For
it's the only way we can draw to the Lord. And it's the only way we shall be with God forever and ever, as we worship him, as the elders are with him forever.
If
those who don't know those words, brethren, the singers will teach that. But it's their work to tell us what it means to praise the Lord. First of all, praising of God
is
the reason why we were created.
According to
Isaiah 43:21. The second, all the works, whether of heaven or of the earth, they will pass away. But the praise is to be done forever.
It's
the work we shall remain with all the time. Just as I've said in the Matthew 15, verse 7 to 9, worship of God,
it's
the way we draw to where he is, the way we
draw
to stretch his hand to touch us,
and
tells us, rise up, I've strengthened you.
It's
the way you draw close, when you reach in worship, feel that you are drawing close. Power yourself before him. You journey in all the way. And the only way we shall be with God forever and ever. No one be with him forever and ever, and they never worship him.
This
is why 24 elders are with him forever and ever, worshipping him.
It's
only way we shall be with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praising of God. It's to give in our thanks.
For
all works is done in the heavens and earth. And it's to glorify him above all the other gods. Above all those so-called gods. That's why those songs of praising thank all the works he does in the heaven and earth, and involve glorifying him above all those so-called gods. Worship of God as we draw close to him, and we know we are to be with him forever and ever. It's to glorify him, exalt him. We sanctify him. We honor him. We magnify him. We magnify his greatness and his height. We shall we. And nothing before you. Except we are a reason when we worship him. That's why you see in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5-6, when they praised him with prophetic instruments, even prophetic prayers, and were turned into other people. For they did that while they were created for, and they did that
it
requires them and be drawn before God,
which
make them be with God forever.
I
want to think of it till it's the hour of praise,
the
praising and worship of God, which can be altered, that God may lose his spirit, turn us into glorious people, raise men and women who've been on lowly levels, and exchange those who had forgotten his glory. They remember his glory, the big and the small, the tall and the short, the big, the honorable, and those not honorable. May God bless you. As you know the secret of their 2024, the secret behind the 24 elders. You be well.
Amen. Thank you.